I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Terrorist activity, COVID-19, and economic pressure have slowed or halted Bible translation work in Nigeria. Recent terrorist attacks by the jihadist Fulani herdsmen have resulted in many deaths. These come in addition to damage inflicted by Boko Haram. The danger these groups present makes travel difficult. Tabitha Price of Wycliffe Associates says that travel has been further disrupted by the pandemic.
Part of the challenge for us is that people usually need to travel to be able to work on the translation together. Many of the translators don't live in the same village, and because of the pandemic, they've not been able to get together in a community.
Many translators have also lost their jobs due to COVID-19 changes. You can help provide these translators with much-needed relief and pray for the persecuted church in Nigeria. Learn more at missionnews.org. Coptic Christians in Egypt face discrimination, oppression, and violence. Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministries.
Persecution is rising. It's at an all-time high. In 2015, it was called the Year of the Martyr, but statistics have been steadily climbing since then. It's getting worse and worse around the world.
While many face difficult circumstances because of their faith, believers with Muslim backgrounds can particularly struggle. Doyle says a new day of prayer has been organized specifically for them.
On November 18th, the Body of Christ is praying for Muslim background believers who have risked it all, family, jobs, all security, to come to faith in Christ.
For more about the Day of Prayer for Muslim background believers, head online to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN enables us to bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org.